Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues. I'm very happy to see you here in that numbers. My name is Tony Kvasic, and I'm honored to have possibility to chair this meeting. Most of us met during previous days, a global roundtable on PRTRs. Nevertheless, I would like to welcome you in Geneva at the 11th meeting of the Working Group of the Parties to the Protocol on PRTRs. Maybe few of you noticed that last year I was not here. I have a heart attack, so I was on rehabilitation. At that time, Ms. Nikleda Shurta jumped in and saved the meeting. I will really, really like to thank her for her effort and all the help she provided to the PRTRs, of course. And with this sentence, I would officially like to open the meeting. During this session, a working group is expected to consider a number of subjects, including promotion and coordination, compliance and reporting mechanism, preparation for the fifth session of the meeting of the parties to the protocol, and progress in implementing the work programs and financial matters. During the meeting, we will follow items on an annotated provisional agenda for the 11th meeting of the Working Group of Parties to the Protocol on PRTRs, document ECE/MP.PRTR/WG.1/2024/1. I would like to inform the Working Group that I will, under Agenda Item 6, Implementation of the Work Programs for 2022 till 2025, including financial matters, invite parties to report on their planned contributions. As pre-established practice, with a view of ensuring equal opportunities for English, French, and Russian-speaking delegations, the meeting will result in a list of decisions and outcomes that will be projected on the screen around 40 minutes before the close of the meeting and presented by the chair verbally, thereby allowing for interpretation. This draft list of decision will be also uploaded on the meeting webpage under tab in session documents. The adopted list of decisions will be distributed to participants by email after the meeting. The distribution of timing will be as follows. So we will meet today from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. and again from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. Lunch break will be held from 1 to 3 p.m. and I may announce coffee breaks as time permits. As you know, the meeting will be held in an in-person format. Only those parties represented in person at the meeting will be counted for the purposes of decision making. In addition, as for any public UN meeting, any interested person could listen to the meeting through the audio means. I would like to recall that to facilitate meeting proceedings, delegations were requested to inform the Secretariat if they would like to make a statement. Priority will be given to statements from delegations having announced their intention to speak in advance. In addition, during the meeting, there will be opportunity to make ad hoc statements and engage in discussion. So, we now have subscribed to speaker list, European Union and its member states. If you have a statement, please, the floor is yours.